Chapter 5. Deciphering the Spot Cards. We have now covered what the four suits and the Spot Cards 1 to 10 mean. We are now in a position to learn what all 40 Spot Cards in the pack mean. The good news is, because we've learnt the meanings of the suits and the meanings of the numbers independently from each other, we don't so much have to learn each card by rote, but can simply read each card in a similar way to how we practiced giving suit-only readings. Simply put, we read a card by taking the number idea, the focus, with the influence of the suit idea, the influence. We have four key words to describe each suit, so each card could mean a variety of slightly different things. For now, let's just choose one key word for each suit and apply them to a few cards. Here are some brief examples using only one aspect of each suit. Six of clubs. Six of clubs using the keyword communication. We know that a six is all about communication, but with the influence of clubs, which are about socialising and work, we know that this combination means that one of the meanings of the six of clubs is communication in the workplace. Nine of diamonds. Nine of diamonds using the keyword success. We know that a nine is about things coming to fruition, and with the influence of diamonds, signifying money and energy, we know that this combination means that one of the meanings of the Nine of Diamonds is a fortuitous, financial and successful card. Seven of Spades. Seven of Spades, using the keyword obstacles. We know that a seven is about higher, more spiritual things, and with the Spades influence of conflict and obstacles, we can assume that one of the meanings of the Seven of Spades is to do with conflicts of a more internal and spiritual nature. For instance, a loss of nerve, perhaps a lack of faith. Four of Hearts. Four of Hearts, using the keyword love. We know that a four is to do with stability and security, and with the Hearts influence of love, we get the idea that one of the meanings of the Four of Hearts could be to do with a strong and deep love that comes through understanding and working at things together. As you can see, by knowing the meanings of the suits and the numbers, it is possible to read just one card to find out the whole card's meaning. This is the key to quickly understanding what each of the 40 spot cards mean. Of course, in the four examples I've just given, I've taken just one keyword or idea from each suit and coupled it with each number. This is a fairly two-dimensional way to view each card, however. With four keywords, each spot card has a variety of slightly different meanings. And of course, the keywords are only there to help you quickly grasp each suit. In actual fact, the possibilities for each card are far greater. It is at this point that you may begin to understand and come to terms with the huge amount of information contained in each card. This is a good thing, as it means you won't be short of words when you start to give readings. Action. Go through all the spot cards in your normal pack, reading each card carefully as you go, to come to an understanding of each card's true meaning. Take your time and think about each card. Some cards will be easier than others. After having gone through the pack myself, here are some cards that for some reason jumped out at me as especially strong. Three of Diamonds. With the expansion and new creation of the three, and the power and success of diamonds, this card really stands out as a card showing new ventures taking shape. Nine of Diamonds. With a dynamic nine signifying things moving rapidly and successfully in the right direction with a current project, and the financial success of diamonds, this card is extremely fortuitous and shows the rapid and rewarding developments of existing undertakings. Ten of Diamonds. Signifying the successful completion of a project or existing life cycle, with the rewards and power of diamonds. This is a tremendously auspicious card. Like all tens, it's about completion and therefore the end of one cycle and the start of another. Five of Clubs. With the organic growth of the five, with the work aspect of clubs, this card brings to mind the idea of things really taking shape at work. From solid foundations, things are really starting to grow and develop. Nine of Clubs. With the nine signifying things coming to fruition, and the social and work aspect of clubs, this card is a strong indicator of work plans coming together and social engagement taking a front seat. Ten of Clubs. With the end of a cycle and the goals being reached, with the work ethic of clubs, It's no surprise that this is possibly one of the best work-related cards in the deck, the completion of long-term projects and successful ventures. Two of Hearts. We know that the two is about partnerships and sharing, and with the Hearts' influence, also about love and pleasure. It is no surprise to find that the Two of Hearts is one of the most romantic cards in the pack, and is a strong indicator of good relationships and happy marriages. Three of Hearts. With the idea of partnerships bearing fruit, and the love and romance aspect of Hearts, this card can't help but be a romantic card, but with the added possibility of love turning into much more. A child on the horizon, perhaps. Or if not romance, the development of partnerships into fruitful relationships that go much deeper. Seven of Hearts. With the mystical and higher thinking seven, and the love aspect of Hearts, this is a very spiritual card and can mean a breakthrough in all things spiritual, or of pure matters of the heart and soul, the kind of happiness that can only come from within, or above. Nine of Spades. With nine signifying great movement near the end of a project and the spade signifying obstacles, this card shows that the last few steps of a current endeavour may well be extremely challenging, and one should look out for last-minute snags and surprises. Ten of Spades. With the ten being all about the successful completion of goals, yet spade signifying hurdles and fights, this card is possibly the most conflicted in the deck. As it stands, it is quite hard to read this card alone, and care must be taken to see this card in context with the rest of the reading. One positive aspect of this card is that the 10 is the end of a cycle, and that after times of great upheaval comes the chance to start anew. The Four Aces. The Aces are all about the energy of starting, of raw drive and will. Consequently, they energize the suits that they are coupled with. The Ace of Diamonds is about the pure force of money and power. The Ace of Clubs is all about the strength and determination of work and growth. The Ace of Hearts is the essence of love and emotions, and the Ace of Spades is the power of the warrior to take on anything. These cards are somewhat naive. They are the raw power of each suit before steps have been taken, and as such they affect all the cards around them with their idealistic, unquestioned power. Action. Go through your working deck, once again reading each card. As you have ideas, write them on the card faces. Try and get at least one extra word and phrase on each card, two if possible. This will get your brain in gear and also make you realise which cards you understand the best and which cards you don't instantly get. Some of your ideas may be quite specific, such as communication at work. Other times you may get a vague notion for a card and write on the card anyway. The important thing is that you think about each card and write down anything you think is interesting on the cards themselves, as this will greatly speed up the learning process. Chapter 5 Review. You can decipher any spot card meaning by simply attaching the meaning of the number to the meaning of the suit. As there are several meanings or aspects to each suit, this gives each spot card a variety of meanings. Although you can use the number as the focus and the suit as the influence, deciphering a card is more of a two-way street. Try using the suit as the focus and the number as the influence for a different viewpoint. You should be able to go through all 40 spot cards in a deck and come up with something to say about them. Single out the cards you're struggling with and fix them in your mind by adding more words to these cards.